Parliament yesterday discussed the impending Ghana at 60 celebrations. This was when the Tamale North MP, Alhassan Suhini, and the MP for Ferikrom, Dr. Emmanuel Mafo, made statements on the floor of the House. Members from both sides of the House acknowledged the gains made by the country over the years. While some justified the amount earmarked for the celebration, others called for caution. The Tamale North MP Alhassan Suhini said what happened during celebrations in the past should serve as a guide, hoping the celebration will be moderate, as President Akufo-Addo indicated.
The Independence Day every year, therefore, should be a day of pride in acknowledgement of the brave convictions of our nation's founders, a reflection on how far we have lived their ideals, and a rededication of ourselves to make real their lofty dreams at independence. However, let the celebration not be used as an opportunity to dissipate public funds and reward political party loyalists. Mr. Speaker, this caution becomes necessary because of the fresh experiences during the celebration of Ghana at 50 a decade ago. Our citizens need a break, and it is my prayer and anticipation that this celebration planning committee will apply the brakes as they are guided by the ghost of the past celebration. Despite all our challenges, we have a lot to celebrate, but so little to do that in view of how much more we have to do as a nation. I am encouraged by the pronouncements of members of the committee so far, and even the president, that expenditure will be moderate. As faith will have it, the announced budget, when the president unveiled the logo at a ceremony last week, is about 10 million Ghana cedis shy of the Ghana at 50 initial budget. The assurance of private sector support, however, were similar to those of 10 years ago. I hope this time the budget will not be exceeded.
Dr. Emmanuel Mafo, MP for Ferikrom, in a statement, touched on the progress made by the country over the period and called for science and technology to be prioritized in the development process.
Preparing our hearts and minds towards the celebration, I find it prudent and timely to remind ourselves that our national development has not advanced at the pace that our contemporaries like South Korea, China, Malaysia have gone. Today, while we enjoy a GDP per capita income of about $1,300, South Korea and Malaysia are enjoying about $25,000 and $11,000 respectively. Sir Speaker, the poverty and development gap between us and our contemporaries is too wide to make us have any comfort of mind at age 60. Let me restate here that the development gap is a technology gap, and the empirical evidence in support of this is well founded. And Mr. Speaker, this fact is so notorious that I do not need to belabor the point. So far, commitment to science and technology has been very scanty and inadequate, though let me be quick to state that I am mindful of the numerous challenges facing us that require equal attention. However, Mr. Speaker, the relevance of science, technology, and innovation to national development cannot be lost on any nation, as they have been the main driving force behind almost all successful nations. This explains why the most economically advanced countries are those with strong scientific and technological capabilities, and this is why I feel very strongly and motivated to make this maiden statement.